All right, for the first time here, Cowboys Training Camp 2012, we crank up the Big Black Cowboys computer and get the Cowboy Question of the Day.
Sounds fast.
Must have the new Intel.
Hey, this is the Big Black Cowboy computer with your Cowboys Question of the Day. But first, have you noticed how women are all like, "Why you be not making me orgasm?" And "Why you friends all be like drinking and not working?" And I'm like, "Shut up, woman. And go cook me dinner. You dumb and you got your mama's big ass. Ahai ha ha. Ahaha ha ha ha." Now here is the question of the day. Was the Cowboys' biggest problem last year really the defense? Consider these numbers. The Cowboys' offense was 15th in scoring, 18th in rushing, 11th in third down efficiency, and their red zone numbers looked like boo-boo. Do the Cowboys have major issues on offense?
Golly.
Wow, standing
right, he's back. The Cowboys computer is back. And we'll talk about the California vibe coming up here at 8:15. But right now, though, it is time to it's time to crank up the Big Black Cowboys computer and get our Cowboy Question of the Day.
I'm the Big Black Cowboy computer with today's Cowboy Question of the Day. But first, let's enjoy some humorous comments together in each other's present company. Hey, P1s. What's the difference between Barack Obama and God? God doesn't think he's Obama. I will now pause for your expression of mirth. Hey, P1s, what is the difference between Barack Obama and Jesus? At least Jesus can put a cabinet together. This space reserved for human laughter. Hey, P1s, what does Obama call illegal aliens? Undocumented Democrats. It is funny because it is true. At this present time, I would very much enjoy discussing the professional sport of pro football among the ticket on air personnel, but I would also like to allow it to be broadcast to the ears of all our P1 friends that they too can listen to this discussion that we will be having concurrent to the time that they are listening. Here is today's Cowboy Question of the Day on the ticket. Home to the Dallas Stars and the charity softball game.
Oh my God.
Now it is time for our question of the day. Why did the Cowboys blow 5 fourth quarter leads last year? And have they addressed that problem?
Wow, a very long-winded exchange there with the Big Black Cowboys computer. Right now, let's crank up that Big Black Cowboys computer and get the question of the day.
I'm the Big Black Cowboy computer with today's Cowboy Question of the Day. But first, let's enjoy some humorous comments together in each other's present company. Hey, P1s. Why do men die before their wives? Because they want to. I will now pause for your expression of mirth. Hey, P1s. Why are there no female astronauts on the moon? It doesn't need cleaning yet. This space reserved for human laughter. Hey, P1s, what is the difference between a battery and a woman? A battery has a positive side.
Come on.
It is funny because it is true. At this present time, I would very much enjoy discussing the professional sport of pro football among the ticket on air personnel, but I would also like to allow it to be broadcast to the ears of all our P1 friends so that they too can listen to this discussion that we will be having concurrent to the time that they are listening.
He's a computer. He has to,
here is today's Cowboy Question of the Day on the ticket. Home to the Dallas Stars and the charity softball game. Here is our question of the day. Will the Cowboys defense take a big step forward in year 2 of Crazy Rob Ryan as defensive coordinator?
All right, good question there, Big Black Cowboys computer. All right, as the Cowboys finish up their first week of training camp here in Oxnard, Let's crank up that big black Cowboys computer, and let's get the Cowboys question of the day.
I'm the big black Cowboy computer with today's Cowboy question of the day. But first, let's enjoy some humorous comments together in each other's present company.
Uh-oh.
Hey, P1s. If Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were on a sinking ship, who would get saved? The answer is America.
Oh my gosh. I will now
pause for your expression of mirth.
Come on.
Hey, P1s. What's the hardest part of rollerblading? Telling your parents that you're gay. This space reserved for human laughter. Hey, P1s. A man and a woman started having sex in the middle of a dark forest. After about 15 minutes, the man gets up and says, "Damn. I wish I had a flashlight." The woman says, "Me too. You've been eating grass for the past 10 minutes. It is funny because it is true. At this present time, I would very much enjoy discussing the professional sport of pro football among the ticket on air personnel, but I would also like to allow it to be broadcast to the ears of all our P1 friends so that they too can listen to this discussion that will be having concurrent to the time that they are listening. Here is today's Cowboy question of the day on the ticket, home to the Dallas Stars and the charity softball game. Here is our question of the day. Even if the Cowboys are an improved team this year, will their schedule keep them from being a playoff team?
Thank you, Cowboys computer.
Right now it's time to crank up the big black Cowboys computer and get our Cowboy question of the day.
I'm the big black Cowboy computer with today's Cowboy question of the day. But first, let's enjoy some humorous comments together in each other's present company.
So long-winded.
Hey, P1s. How can you tell when a woman is having a bad day? She has her tampon behind her ear and she can't find her cigarette. I will now pause for your expression of mirth. Hey, P1s.
Stupid.
What's the hardest part of rollerblading? Telling your parents that you are gay. This space reserved for human laughter. What's the difference between a steel-belted radial tire and 365 used rubbers? One is a good year, and the other is a great year. It is funny because it is true. At this present time, I would very much enjoy discussing the professional sport of pro football among the ticket on air personnel, but I would also like to allow it to be broadcast to the ears of all our P1 friends so that they too can listen to this discussion that we will be having concurrent to the time that they are listening.
Oh.
Here is today's Cowboy question of the day on the ticket, home to the Dallas Stars and the charity softball game.
I haven't done that.
Here is our question of the day. With all the negative talk about what's wrong with the Cowboys, what's right about this team? What's the best part of this Cowboys team?
Well, there you go. We finally got to the question of the day. But at this time, throughout training camp, we bring you the Cowboys question of the day as we crank up the big black Cowboys computer. I say we bring you the Cowboys question of the day as we once again try to...
I'm the big black Cowboy computer with today's Cowboy question of the day. But first, let's enjoy some humorous comments together in each other's present company.
Bob.
No.
Hey, P1s. What is the difference between ooh and ah? About 3 inches. I will now pause for your expression of mirth.
What's wrong with you?
Hey, P1s. A pirate walks into a bar, and he's got the steering wheel sticking out of his pants. The bartender sees him and asks, "Hey, what's that steering wheel doing there?" The pirate says, "Arr, it's driving me nuts." This space reserved for human laughter. Hey, P1s. Did you hear about the gay guy that is on the patch? He's down to 4 butts a day. It is funny because it is true.
Needs to be reprogrammed.
At this present time, I would very much enjoy discussing the professional sport of pro football among the ticket on air personnel, but I would also like to allow it to be broadcast to the ears of all our P1 friends so that they too can listen to this discussion that we will be having concurrent to the time that they are listening. Here is today's Cowboy question of the day on the ticket. Home to the Dallas Stars and the charity softball game. Here is our question of the day. The Cowboys have not been to the Super Bowl in 16 years. They have only one playoff win in the last 16 years. Jerry is now seen on TMZ talking about wanting him some glory hole as the entire cast of the show laughs at him. Are the Cowboys a nationwide sports joke, and does America look at Jerry as the new Al Davis?
Need to work on his inflections.
Yeah, the new Al Davis.
You know, but right now, let's crank up that Big Black Cowboys computer and get the Cowboy question. Hey.
I'm the Big Black Cowboy computer with today's Cowboy question of the day. But first, let's enjoy some humorous comments together in each other's present company. Hey, P1s. A Muslim, a communist, and a Kenyan walk into a bar, and the bartender says, "What can I get you, Mr. President?"
Saw that one coming around.
I will now pause for your expression of mirth. Hey, P1s, why isn't the TSA catching any terrorists? Because they don't screen passengers on Air Force One.
Okay, that's unfair.
This space reserved for political human laughter. Hey, P1s. Why did President Obama wait so long to release his birth certificate? He didn't have a registered copy of Photoshop. It is funny because it is true. At this present time, I would very much enjoy discussing the professional sport of pro football with Greg Miller, the official cyclist of the ticket, and George Dunham, the Jody Dean of local sports radio.
Never been noticed.
Here is today's Cowboy question of the day on the ticket. Home to the Dallas Stars and Donovan. Here is our question of the day. The Cowboys were 18th in rushing last year. With the return of DeMarco Murray and Felix Jones, shouldn't the Cowboys be a top 5 running team this season?
Another good question from the Cowboys computer. We finally got there. Right now, let's crank up the Big Black Cowboys computer and get the Cowboy question of the day.
Big Black Cowboy computer with today's Cowboy question of the day. But before we get to that question and its subsequent answer, I would like to have a brief exchange of humorous jocularity. Hey, P1s. What's the difference between a hillbilly wedding and a hillbilly funeral? There is one less drunk at the funeral. I will now pause for your expression of mirth. Hey, P1s. What's the difference between a Yankee zoo and a redneck zoo? On the cage in a Yankee zoo, it will have the name of the animal and the scientific name in Latin. A southern zoo will have the name of the animal and a recipe. This pause is intentional and designed to allow the leisurely convulsion of the diaphragm most commonly associated with laughter in humans.
God.
Hey, P1s. Oh. How do you know you're at a redneck wedding? Everybody is sitting on the same side of the church. There's space reserved for peals of human laughter. Hey, P1s.
Oh my gosh.
How do you castrate a hillbilly? You kick his sister in the jaw.
All right.
It is funny because it is true.
At this present time,
I would very much enjoy discussing the professional sport of pro football with Greg Miller, the official bi-curious cyclist of the ticket, and George Dunham, the chief butt air producer in North America and the Arctic Circle. Here is today's Cowboy question of the day on the ticket. Home to the Dallas Stars and Donovan. Our question of the day is, We know that Morris Claiborne will start, and is a good time player man. But what other rookies will make an impact on this Cowboy team?
Boy, another good question from the Big Black Cowboys computer.
Is that a question?
Speaking of the Cowboys, let's crank up the Big Black Cowboys computer and get the Cowboys question of the day.
I'm the Big Black Cowboy computer with today's Cowboy question of the day. But before we get to that question, and its subsequent answer, I would like to have a brief exchange of humorous jocularity. Hey, P1s. What's the difference between your wife and your job? After 5 years, your job will still suck. I will now pause for your expression of mirth. Hey, P1s. How do you know when it's time to get a new dishwasher? When the old one expects you to do your fair share. This pause is intentional and designed to allow the leisurely convulsion of the diaphragm most commonly associated with laughter in humans. How can you tell if your wife is dead? The sex is the same, but the dishes pile up. This time is provided for your laughter to fill it. And finally, hey, P1s. What do you call a lesbian with 1,000 semi-automatic rifles? Militia Etheridge. It is funny because it is true. At this present time, I would very much enjoy discussing the professional sport of pro football with Greg Miller, the official bicurious cyclist of the ticket, and George Dunham, the chief butt air producer in North America and the Arctic Circle.
In this thing.
Here is today's Cowboy question of the day on the ticket. Home to the Dallas Stars and Donovan. Our question of the day is, should the Cowboys sign an experienced receiver like Plaxico Burress, or should they hope that one or two of their young receivers in camp step forward?
Right now, though, it's time to crank up the Big Black Cowboys computer and get our Cowboy question of the day.
I'm the Big Black Cowboy computer with today's Cowboy question of the day. But before we get to that question, and its subsequent answer, I would like to have a brief exchange of humorous jocularity. Hey, P1s. What do you call a virgin in West Virginia? A girl who can outrun her brothers.
Wow.
I will now pause for your expression of mirth. Hey, P1s. How many lesbians does it take to screw in a light bulb? 4. 1 to change it, 2 to organize the potluck, and 1 to write a folk song about the empowering experience. This pause is intentional and designed to allow the leisurely convulsion of the diaphragm most commonly associated with laughter in humans. Hey, P1s. Why were there only 5,000 Mexican soldiers at the Battle of the Alamo?
Uh-oh.
They only had 2 trucks.
Oh, God.
This time is provided for your laughter to fill it. Hey, P1s.
Jeez.
What is the difference between an NBA player and an elevator? One can actually raise a child.
Oh my gosh.
It is funny because it is true. At this present time, I would very much enjoy discussing the professional sport of pro football with Greg Miller, the official log cabin Republican of the ticket, and George Dunham, the man who clogged 3 toilets
what?
In one sitting.
Did not.
Here
one
is
sitting.
Today's Cowboy question of the day on the
makes
ticket.
Sense.
Home to the Dallas Stars and Donovan. Our question
that?
Of the day is, the Cowboys play their first preseason game tonight against the Raiders. I think they will win, but what the heck is going on at center? I mean, come on. Do you think Tony Romo is worried about who's going to professionally snap him the game piece?
Well, the Cowboy computer thinks they're going to win tonight. But yeah, right now though, it's time to crank up the Big Black Cowboys computer and get our Cowboy question of the day.
I'm the Big Black Cowboy Computer with today's cowboy question of the day. But before we get to that question, and its subsequent answer, I would like to have a brief exchange of humorous jocularity. Hey, P1s. How do you stop a Mexican tank? Shoot the guy pushing it. I will now pause for your expression of mirth. Hey, P1s. Why doesn't Jeff Gordon ever hit the wall? The wall doesn't have any numbers on it. This pause is intentional and designed to allow the leisurely convulsion of the diaphragm most commonly associated with laughter in humans. Hey, P1s. Have you heard? Terry LaBonte is in the hospital. Apparently he hasn't passed anything for almost 2 years.
Rich, you like that one?
It is funny because it is true. At this present time, I would very much enjoy discussing the professional sport of pro football with Greg Miller, the official Jerusalem cricket of the ticket, and George Dunham, the man who threatened to stab Gordon Keith in the neck with a pen for liking Def Leppard.
I did.
Here is today's cowboy question of the day on the ticket. Home to the Dallas Stars and Max Miller. Our question of the day is, in a game that was hard to watch, name five good things about the Cowboys 3-0 football win last night in the professional city of Oakland.
All right, let's crank up that Big Black Cowboys computer and get our cowboy question of the day.
I'm the Big Black Cowboy computer with today's cowboy question of the day. But before we get to that question and its subsequent answer, I would like to have a brief exchange of jocularity about some sports. Hey, P1s. Did you know that the Dallas Cowboys don't have a website?
Why?
It's because they can't string three W's together. I will now pause for your expression of mirth. Hey, P1s. How many Dallas Cowboys does it take to change a tire? One, unless it's a blowout, in which case they all show up. This pause is intentional and designed to allow the leisurely convulsion of the diaphragm most commonly associated with laughter in humans. Hey, P1s. What do the Dallas Cowboys and Billy Graham have in common? They both can make 70,000 people stand up and yell, Jesus Christ. It is funny because it is true. At this present time, I would very much enjoy discussing the professional sport of pro football with Greg Miller, the 41-year life partner of Ronald Horshack Palillo, and George Dunham, the man who clogged Bill Gates' wife's new toilet.
I did not.
Here is today's cowboy question of the day on the ticket. Home to the Dallas Stars and Rich Phillips' big doo-doo drawers. Our question of the day is, we all know that Jason Witten is a good time player man, but how many good years does he have left? Think about it, because it is our Cowboys question
right,
of the day.
Yeah, we realize that, yeah. Right now, let's crank up that Big Black Cowboys computer, I think.
Hold on a second, all the time.
Again, let's remind you what you're listening to. This is the Dunham and Miller Show.
Do you need me to fly over there, Gordon, and help you?
I don't need to fly.
4 feet. Anybody can do that.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I got to start with short flights. I can't fly from here to Dallas, like my first flight.
Let's strike force go, would you?
Somebody wants to know, John emails and says, does everybody on Strike Force get a Speedo and a Glock like the Zissou team in Life Aquatic?
Sure, just make up the rules as you go. All right, let's crank up the Big Black Cowboys computer and get that question of the ticket! Jeez.
I'm the Big Black Cowboy computer with today's cowboy question of the day. But before we get to that question and its subsequent answer, I would like to share with you a brief joke that I wrote. Hey, P1s. Why does Michael J. Fox make the best milkshakes? Because he uses only the finest ingredients. It is not funny, but it is true. At this present time, I would very much enjoy discussing the professional sport of pro football with Craig Miller, a.k.a. Flyman of Strike Force Dallas, and George Dunham, the man also known as Captain Erection of Strike Force Dallas 2000. Here is today's Cowboy question of the day on the ticket. Home to the Dallas Stars and Rich Phillips. Our question of the day is, sorry about the Jason Witten question yesterday, but don't blame me for jinxing the Cowboys All-Pro tight end. And now for today's question, who do you trust more, Jason Garrett or Tony Romo?
Romo.
Since training camp is basically officially over at this point, the Oxnard version of training camp, the Cowboys will play the Chargers tomorrow night at San Diego, second preseason game, and then they'll fly home. Training camp finally concludes today with a walkthrough, and yesterday was their last big official practice. So today is our last big official question of the day from the Big Black Cowboys computer.
I'm the Big Black Cowboy computer with today's Cowboy question of the day. But before we get to that question, and its subsequent answer, I would like to share with you some jocularity to engender camaraderie between computer and human. Hey, P1s. What's Jerry Jones' biggest collective bargaining concern? Does bail money count against the salary cap?
God.
This pause is intentional and designed to allow an interlude of diaphragm convulsion in humans. What do you say to Ocho Cinco in a suit? Will the defendant please rise? I will now pause for your expression of mirth. Hey, P1s.
Oh.
What's sad about four black people in a Cadillac going over a cliff? They were my friends. It is not funny, but it is true.
Oh, Boo-hoo-ee-hoo. Oh, he's
crying. At this present time, I would very much enjoy discussing the professional sport of pro football with Craig Miller of Strike Force USA and George Dunham, the man who dares the devil to give him West Nile.
I've never said that.
Here is today's Cowboy question of the day on the ticket. Dallas-Fort Worth's first and only sports radio station. Home to the charity softball game and Jeremy. Our question of the day is, with the injury to Jason Witten, should the Cowboys cut back on playing starters against the Chargers, especially the stars like Tony Romo and DeMarcus Ware?
Starters.
Well, I'm going to miss the Big Black Cowboy computer.
I am too. Maybe I'll have to make an occasional appearance
for
the regular season.
You hated the Big Black Cowboy computer, George.
Came up with the Big Black Cowboys computer. What are you talking about?
I don't know if you came up with it.
It was almost human today.
I will miss you guys, too.
Oh, that's nice. Maybe we'll bring it back during the regular season if we have a Cowboy crisis or two.
Except George.
Well, okay. Very interesting study. Maybe we'll get the Cowboys computer on that.
Before I leave you gentlemen the rest of the year, I want to say something that is on my computer mind. I want to say, there's a change in pace of fantasy and taste. Do you like good music? Do you like to dance? Oh yeah. Hanging out for a body shop at night. Ain't it strange what we do to feel alright? Chorus. Face to face. And back to back. You see and feel. My sex attack. Sing it. Flesh. Flesh for fantasy. We want. Flesh. Flesh for fantasy.
Oh,
now he's caught up on that.
That was
song.
So nice.
Look what you did to the Cowboys computer.
It's the official.
The end.
The end?
Mm-hmm.
The official theme song for Strike Force,
mm-hmm.
And apparently for the Big Black Cowboys computer.
No funeral.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, it's going to blow himself up.
We need you next year.
Yeah. Oh, no.
We can fix that. Now our engineering department can fix that. A month ago, they couldn't have, but now they can.